פרגרף חפלף, וזה בחינס בשבתך בביסך ובלכתך בדרך, שנאמר בקריא השמע, שהוא פרשס המזוזה שכויבים בבייס. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain one of the psukim that appears in the Shema, that appears in the mezuzahs that we put on our doorposts, which we were speaking about earlier, where it says that you will study Torah, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, v'dibarta bom, you will speak in Torah, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're living in your home, uvelechtech v'aderech, and also when you're traveling. Ki ze klal godol, because this is a very important rule, she'ikar tikun ha'odom, v'chol ha'oilomoy satluyim boy, hu'al yedei b'chinas hischachus, that the main tikun of a human being, of a person, of a Jew, and also the tikun of all the different worlds that are dependent on him. We know that there are many worlds that are plugged into each and every single Jew, and their success or failure is dependent on that Jew's success or failure. And Rav Nosson Zal says, it's all dependent on his chatshus, on the person's ability to be new every single day. U'kamoy shehizir adonai admor b'zal b'koil rom, b'koil chozok moid, b'eis shehoichiach eisonu, v'oira v'hekitz eisonu b'dvorov hanayroim. And as Rabbeinu Zal warned us, and he cried out in a very loud, powerful voice when he was reprimanding us, and he was waking us up with his awesome words, when he said, v'omaroz bozeh haloshon, he said these famous words, alt tormenit zayin, a Jew is not allowed to get old. Ukenitfas ksas b'zeh b'soiv sipurim aisyas, as some of this is printed, at the end of the Sipurim Isis, Ayin Sham, we said today, you find this in Sichoi Saran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, that how Rabbeinu Zal puts such tremendous emphasis on this inyun of his chatshus, this ability to be new. And Rav Nosson Zal says that the Iker Tikkun Hodom, the main tikkun of a Jew, and of all the different worlds that are related to that Jew, are all dependent on this hischachus. Ki ikar hatshuva bebechinas hischachus. Look how we're learning this specifically in Elul. We're in the middle of the month of Elul now, and Rav Nosson Zal says the main tshuva is dependent on hischachus. In order for a person to repair things that they've done wrong in the past, and in order for a person to come close to Hashem, it requires this hischachus, this renewal. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Nashuva, Hashem, return us to you, help us return to you, Chadesh Yomeinu, help us be Zeicha that our days should be new, Chodosh. Uchsiven, as the Pasuk, Tischadesh Kanesher Nu Reichu, renew your youthfulness like a bird, like these special birds that are always renewing themselves. Ve'ikar ha'golos me'eretz Yisrael. Listen to these words now. Ve'ikar ha'golos me'eretz Yisrael. Ve'churban beis hamikdash. Ve'chol ha'tzorois she'soivan be'golos. The main reason behind why the Jews were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, and why the beis hamikdash was destroyed, and all the suffering that we're going through all of these years, Hakoil nimshach al yedei shenoflu mebechinas hischachus amoichin lebechinas yoshon. What caused all of that is that we lost our ability to be new, to be young, to be fresh in our connection with Hashem, with Torah and mitzvahs, and we fell into old ageness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'noishantem ba'oretz. This pasuk in Parshas Voschanan, where it speaks about how Hashem is going to get angry at the Jewish people, and we're going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to experience all the suffering of exile, it uses that word, v'noishantem. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'noishantem daiko. Look at the choice of words that the pasuk uses. Dehainu shenoishnu sham. We got old in Eretz Yisrael. We became old. We got used to it. We thought we were already long-time members of Yiddishkeit, of Hashem and Yiddishkeit. Ke'ilu Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Yoshan Noishan Chas Shalom. As if the holiness of Eretz Yisrael was old news. It wasn't anything new anymore. It wasn't anything exciting. And that's what brought about the whole destruction. When a person gets old, when it's not new to the person anymore, when a person's Yiddishkeit loses its newness, its specialness, that's when it's all over. As we find over there in Parshas Vayeshanan, where it speaks that this is the Torah portion that we read on Tisha B'Av in the morning. And this is why the Torah warns us over there in that chapter that Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, remember all the incredible miracles that Hashem did for you from the day that the Torah was given on Har Sinai. Nobody ever saw anything like this or heard anything like this from the day that the world was created. What you people, you Jews, experienced at Matan Torah and all the time since then, when Hashem showed us His incredible wonders and miracles. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says there, Ki she'al no'ad l'yomim rishonim. Go ahead, ask your historians, go back to the beginning of time and see, did any other nation in the world experience such kindness, such miracles? Was there ever anything as great as this? Hashoma am koila likim midaber. Did any other nation get to hear Hashem speaking directly to them? Umeacher shezechisem biatzmechem lishmoya koil divrei likim chayim. And since you, the Jews, was zeche, each one of you got to hear Hashem speaking live. Dehainu nevua amitiyas. That another word for that is real prophecy. That alone should give you what it takes to be able to eliminate all kinds of lack of faith in Hashem and all kinds of questions about faith. That's the idols and all the other junk that the Jews fell into, Rachman Olson. As it says over there earlier, you're going to go off the path, you're going to disgrace yourselves, and you're going to make all kinds of idols. Because Rabbein Zal taught us that the more a person is zeicha to ruach nevuah, the more they're zeicha to eliminate the problems, the bilbul emuna, which come from bilbul amedame. Through Ruach Nevuah, you're zeche to clarify the medame, ulaham in bechidish oilam, and to believe in chidish oilam, v'ze tzrichin lahamshich al atzmoi bechol yoim. And this emuna is something that a Jew has to draw upon themselves brand new every single day. You can't live on yesterday's emuna. Just like you can't live on yesterday's toast and eggs, on yesterday's coffee. Everybody understands that, right? That yesterday's physical nourishment, that was for yesterday. I'm eating today because I want to live today. So too, spiritually, a person can't be living on yesterday's emunah, on yesterday's chachmah. Because Hashem, with His goodness, renews the world. He makes the world brand new every single day. And so too, a Jew has to renew his brain every single day. And this is why the Pasuk over there in Vayeshanan finishes up by saying, V'yodato hayoim, you will know today, and you will communicate to your heart, ki Hashem hu Elokim, that Hashem is King. Why does it stick that hayoim word in there? What's the hayoim doing? V'yodato hayoim daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what the Torah is teaching us. This is authentic Judaism. Jews who are working, who are living on what they learned when they were kids in yeshiva, those people who go out into the working field and they don't allocate time fixed hours, a couple hours a day for learning, for davening, for hispoidus. They're living off the faith, the religion, the Judaism that they got when they grew up as kids. They don't know that that can't work. Judaism is a religion. It's like food. You have to feed the body every day. You have to feed the soul every day. And soul food is emuna and chokhmah. Person has to renew that yediyah every single day. Bebechinas, as it says in Kriya Shema, Asher Anochi Metzavcho Hayoim, which I am instructing you today. Hanemar beKriya Shema. Shedosh Rabbi Senazal, the Gemara learns after that pasuk, Bechol Yoim Yihu Beinecho Kachadoshim, that Judaism has to be new to you every single day. If it's not new, then it's not going to do what it's supposed to do for you. It's not going to give you what you need. Lahavdil, we know medicines. The world has learned that you have to look at the label and see the expiration date. What's the expiration date on the medicine? If it's past the expiration date, it's very possible that the medicine will not be able to have its positive effects on you. And not only that, in many cases, it'll do the opposite. Judaism, the expiration expires every single day. Yesterday's Yiddishkeit was for yesterday. You can't be living today on yesterday's Yiddishkeit. You have to have new injection. Your shachris today has to be something brand new. Your shachris, your learning, your tzitzis, your tefillin. V'chein mesayim shom b'parsha. And so too, the pasuk concludes over there. V'shomarto eschukov, you will observe Hashem's mitzvahs, the commandments. And again, the pasuk repeats itself again. Asher anochi metzavcho hayoim, which I have commanded you today. Hashem puts in that hayoim word repeatedly, again and again. Uleman tarich yomim ha'adoma, so that you'll be able to live a long life, a fulfilling life, on the land that I have promised you. Kizeh ikar kedusha seret Yisrael. Because this is the true holiness of Eretz Yisrael. When a person makes aliyah, they move to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson now is going to define for us again, what did I come here for? What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the place shehanhogoso al yedei hashgocha v'neflois. Eretz Yisrael, life in Eretz Yisrael is conducted not by economy, ishmanami. It's not conducted by politicians. It's not conducted by world powers. Life in Eretz Yisrael, hanagosis al yedei hashgocha v'neflois. Life in Eretz Yisrael is conducted through direct supervision by Hashem, hands-on. There's no autopilot here. Other places in Eretz Yisrael, there are times that Hashem, other places in the world, there are times that Hashem seems to put it on autopilot. But here it's total hands-on by Hashem all the time. It's hashgacha and it's miracles. This is the center of miracles. This is where miracles are natural. The nature, the norm is miracles in Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas chidish olam shalosid. This is how the Torah defines the chidish olam of the future. When Hashem is going to renew the world after Tchias HaMesim, it's going to be like what Eretz Yisrael is today. Sheshom yecholim liskois lodas hazeh. It's in Eretz Yisrael that a Jew could be zecha to this kind of das, to be able to see the hashgocha proti of Hashem and to see the real truth, to believe and see Hashem. Mi shezoicha lahamshech al atzmoi b'shleimus kedushas Eretz Yisrael. A person who zoicha to draw upon themselves fully the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, there are many people who come from Chutz Laretz and they bring with them, they want their American furniture, they want their American mayonnaise, and they want all their American shtuyot and nonsense. And some of them also still want to hold on to their American culture and their American ideology and their American way of thinking. And they don't realize, they don't know that it's a terrible mistake. Eretz Yisrael is different. It is not part of the Medama, it's not part of the rest of the physical, the materialistic world. Eretz Yisrael is wall-to-wall spirituality. It's emuna, it's das of Hashem. So it's a person who wants to accept upon himself bishleimus, totally, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is sheyiskel hischadesh b'chol yoy mamish, that he should be able to feel a new connection to Hashem every single day. Mikol shkein, especially, b'shinui hazman ha-makdoshim, when there are special times of the year or special times of the month, shehem shabosim v'yomim toivim v'rosh chodeshim, especially when there's a shinui zman, when it's not a regular day, when it becomes an irregular day, like Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, then especially a Jew has to feel something brand new. As all of this is explained in Sichoi Saran. And this is living. This is what's called living. When they advertise, you know, come to our home center, you know, where you'll experience true living. Rav Nosal says this is what's called living, and this is what's called long life. Arichas yomim, bechinas, as the pasuk says, yiras Hashem, toisif yomim. The proper respect for Hashem, that's what adds life. That's what gives you life. Bechinas zokein, for a person to really feel like they've lived a lot, they've lived a full life. Zokein, the Gemara says, zekona chachma. Old isn't measured that you're 70 years, 80 years, 90 years old, how much you physically live in the world. Zokein is ze kono chochma. Zokein means how much you're connected, how much you're connected to Hashem, how much you realize what you're supposed to realize. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, leman yirbu yameichem yevenechem al ho'adoma, that it's in Eretz Yisrael, that a Jew has the potential, the ability to really experience this full life, living a full life. Ukameshakosa Baposkanal, and as it says in the Pasuk over there, Ulaman Tarich Yomim al Huadoma, so that you'll have long life on the land. Kiho Iker Hu Emuna, because the main thing is Emuna. The Iker Hu Emuna Hu Laham in Bechidish Oilam Kanal. And real Emuna is when a person believes that the world is new every single day, it's not the same as yesterday. And this emunah is something that a Jew has to accept upon himself every single day, brand new. Kifi oisoi hayoim, based on that particular day, kifi hashinuyim sheba oisoi hayoim b'chol prat, and based on the changes that take place on any given day, on a general level and on a detail level. Change in weather, change in season, change in location. All the different changes that a human being experiences every single day, the person that has to remind the person that my religion is also changing. If it's not the same as yesterday, it's new. Everything is new. Hashem first created the world new, something from nothing. And every single day, there's this hischachus, there's this newness. Ki ein yoim doima lechaveroi, because no day is the same as any previous day. Kimavur bekisvei harizal, as the Arizal explains this, the Arizal shows al pi Kabbalah how everything is constantly changing. There's no such thing as any minute being the same as a previous minute. Umuva bedvarenu kama pamim, and Rambam says we've spoken about this many times. Ukefima shechazokim bemunas chidush olam, to the degree that a person is solid in their faith in Chiddush Olam, in believing that Hashem created the world originally brand new, something from nothing, and that Hashem renews the world every single day, that's going to determine whether that person is going to be involved in the Chiddush Olam of the future, whether that person is going to have the schus to participate, to be around for the new world of the future. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Tikutei Chocha, ube'emes, the truth is hakol echod, it's all really one. Kimi shezoche lemuna shleima ayde hiskarvus letzadikei emes, because a Jew who is zoche to real, solid, complete faith, how does one get that? By coming close to true tzadikim. Hu mamshech al atzmai b'chol yoyim u'v'chol eis b'chinas chidush olam shelosid. That person draws upon himself every single day and every minute, he draws upon himself some of the light of that chidush olam of the future. He gets to taste Shabbos on Wednesday and on Sunday and all, a person who's really close to the true tzaddikim, and they give a person the right real shleimus emuna, that person is always experiencing this high, this incredible high spiritual level. Kize kol hodom, because this is what man is all about. Rak bishvil zeh, and this is what we were created for. Ki loibo lazeh hoilam hoiver, because Hashem did not put us into this passing world. Kiim lavoy des Hashem ulahakarois isbaruch. We were put here only to serve Hashem and to have recognition, total recognition of Hashem. Ukefima sheyizke al yedei maisav hatoivim. And based on what a person will be zeche to through all of their good deeds, kein yizke letoiv amiti venitzchi, that will decide whether that person will be zeche to the ultimate goodness and eternal goodness, be'ez sheyeh chidesh olam shelosit, when Hashem is going to renew the world in the future. She'oz yeh ikul ikar kibul schar olam haba. That's when there's going to be the true reward of Olam Haba, where every single Jew has a portion allocated to them over there. Because every single Jew has a portion assigned to them in Olam Haba.